spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
A 19-year-old guy named Larry Brooks from New Jersey was hired by an armored car company to be a security guard. That's pretty big because I believe all of them get firearms training and they have a gun. Like when you're doing security for that. So that's a really important job. And on his first day, last Tuesday, during the first shift, he was caught on camera stealing $100,000.
Oh, that's not nice.
First day, his first shift, like the first couple of hours, he was caught in surveillance camera with $100,000 that he had magically taken out for himself.
Yeah, at least wait a few months.
Or at least until the second day to figure out where all the cameras are, right?
Yeah, seems a little rushed.
Do some reconnaissance or something. He didn't even know the cameras were there. The cops found the cash in his car and he was arrested. And once again, I am not promoting criminal activities as like a way of life, but couldn't you take like, I don't know, $5,000 or $2,000, like maybe a month's rent,
something
whatever that might be.
Something that wouldn't be super noticeable at first.
Just something smaller. $100,000 is going to kind of like, wait a second, what happened here? So he has been arrested and still in jail. All right, let's go to Minnesota with this one. A 31-year-old guy named Elijah from Minnesota was playing Magic the Gathering. I never got into that, but I respected it. I feel like Magic the Gathering and Pokemon Go are kind of the same thing. I know they're totally different, but they're card games and you collect them and you...
Nerds!
She said it.
You gotta do a nerd alert.
Everybody thought it.
Nerd alert. Nothing wrong being a nerd. You do you. If you don't know Magic, it's a very popular strategy card game. Well, their Magic battles got heated. And at some point, just fighting with imaginary weapons and spells wasn't enough for Elijah. So he whacked his friend on the head with a rubber mallet, then stabbed the dude 7 times.
Oh, my gosh.
I get like that. What's that called? Were you like live action role, like LARP? Like,
LARPing.
LARPing. When I respect the live action role play. Like, that's your thing. Not for me. But you can't stab somebody. Right? Like, that's a little extreme.
Well, those are different things, but they're both in that weird category.
That's messed up. So, yeah, he stabbed his buddy 7 times. The guy was rushed to the hospital, but fortunately, stab wounds are not going to be fatal. Elijah was arrested and charged with first and second degree assault.
Well, that's it?
Yeah.
I feel like attempted murder.
Murder, yeah. No kidding right there. No word on who won the actual Magic Gathering, that game right there. And your final dummy of the day story today involves a bad, bad grandpa. 68-year-old man and 14-time felon.
Whoa.
How can you be a felon 14 times and not be in jail?
That is wild.
Was busted for using his senior citizen home in Oakland, California as a base for selling narcotics. Police seized about $20,000 worth of cocaine, black tar heroin, and marijuana from his vehicle and apartment. He's accused of selling drugs to non-residents in the parking area of the senior home.
Grandpa, don't you want to just retire, swim in a pool?
Wow, look at you, Johnny. You got a lot of people visiting you in your retirement community. They must really like you.
He's the only one.
No kidding. He ended up getting caught, and he would also make these deliveries, though, too. He would drive away sometimes and drop them off to people. A search warrant was served later at his apartment where 40 grams of suspected cocaine, 25 grams of black tar heroin, and almost an ounce of suspected marijuana was found. His prior convictions were from 1970 all the way to 2012, so this guy never stopped. Grandpa was a badass. They included convictions for drugs, burglary, petty theft with priors, and receiving stolen property.